yung sinabing let there be light, we know that those are the words of divine fiat at the creation narrative ng Genesis. Yun ang sinabi ng Panginoon, let there be light, and there was light. Now, analogous to that, ginamit siya ni Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, to speak of saving experience ng isang makasalanan, parang sumisilang ang liwanag ng Diyos sa kanya. At ito ang gusto natin mangyari sa sinumang tao na wala pa kay Kristo, ay sumilang ang liwanag ng kaligtasan sa kanya. At ang isang kailangan natin upang magawa natin yan ay maging mabisa ang ating pagpapatotoo. At para maging mabisa ang ating pagpapatotoo, isang bagay na kailangan ay kilala natin yung ating pinatotohanan, at isang paraang kilalanin ay alamin ang kanyang relihiyon, ang kanyang paniniwala, ang kanyang pananampalataya. So this is the reason for this series, is to know your neighbor's gods, and by neighbor, I mean our Asian neighbors. Napapaligiran tayo ng iba't ibang mga lahi at kultura, and Asia being the largest continent on earth and the most populous, it is therefore not surprising that it has the most varied, the most number of religions on earth. At napakahalaga na kilalanin natin ang mga bagay na yan, sapagkat sa panahon ng teknolohiya ngayon at panahon ng social networking, hindi na lang ito mga reliyon na kanila lang at hindi estranghero sa ibang mga bansa. Kumakalat na yan, and because of that, it is not unlikely that we will meet people of different religions at mabigyan tayo ng oportunidad na magpatotoo. Isang pinaalala ko last week, every religion has an element of quest after God. Kinahanap nila ang Diyos, Acts 17. Kaya hindi natin hahamakin ang mga relihiyon na yan. We saw Apostle Paul in Athens. The way he started was not to begin with contempt. In fact, he did not express any contempt. He used the unknown God monument in order to make it a starting point to carry on. Ipakilala niya ang tunay na Diyos. So, bawat relihiyon, gaano man ka-crude yung relihiyon na yan, there is an element there that is a quest, naghahanap ng Diyos. Pero on the other hand, because this is an attempt at religion without special revelation, meaning wala yung scripture, every religion then will have an element of flight from God. So this is the irony of every human religion. Quest after God and flight from God. So yan ang aalamin natin ngayon sa bawat relihiyon na ating pag-aaralan. Ang una nating pag-aaralan ay ang tinatawag na Confucianism. Now, Confucianism is the religion of most Chinese and Chinese-influenced people. Eh, dahil ang China ang the most populous nation on earth. May nagsabi na every 4 individuals on the planet, the 4th is a Chinese. Sa ratio siguro, talagang napakalaki ng populasyon ng China besides yung kanilang mga naimpluensyahan. So Confucianism is widely professed and practiced in places like China, Taiwan, and Vietnam, Korea, and of course Singapore. So ito yung mga bansa na pinoprofess, pinapractice ang tinatawag natin na Confucianism. And China, as I've said, being the most populous and widely scattered on earth, it gives Confucianism an international presence. Kaya hindi lang ito confined sa kung saan naroon ang China at yung mga nabanggit na mga bansa. There is an international presence of Confucianism. For example, this is the Fo Guang Shan He Hua Temple, the largest Chinese temple in Europe, which is based in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. So, malaki yan. At ibig sabihin, kung merong ganyan, that's because there is a significant presence of Confucianists in Europe. Para maunawaan natin itong Confucianism, of course, much of that has to do with this man. That's the sketch or drawing of Confuzi. Confuzi means Master Kong. Pero yung talagang original niyang pangalan ay Kong Chi. He only became known as Confuzi when he became a well-known, popular, influential teacher in China. Kong Fuzi means Master Kong. So Kong Chi is his original name. Nung siya'y maging guru na, Kong Fuzi. And then it was Latinized and Anglicized, as most Asian names are done, nagagawa sa ating mga history. Kaya nakikilala natin sila sa kanilang Anglicized name. Kilala natin yung Ferdinand Magellan, ayan ay Anglicized name. Of course, the real original name was Fernando Magallanes. Ito si Kong Fuzi, nung iyan ay i-Latinize at i-Anglicize, ay kilala na natin ngayon as Confucius. Confucius lived during the longest dynasty known as the Zhao dynasty. This was the pre-imperial period of China. So, halos 1,000 years ang dynasty na ito. Before Confucius, yan yung sketch, yan ay statue ni Confucius which scatters throughout China. This one is in the province of Hunan, China. So, si Kong Fuzi ay ipinanganak sa Kufu in the state of Lu, China. And in his birthplace, there is now, yan ang kanyang Chinese name, Kong Fuzi, sa mga marunong magbasa ng Chinese. Ito yung kanyang birthplace na isa ng temple ngayon, known as the Dacheng, that is the Dacheng Hall of the Temple of Confucius in Kufu. So he was born on August 27, 551, before the Common Era. Again, just to explain a little, kung magbabasa kayo ng mga modern history ngayon, yung dating BC at AD, pinalitan na po yan. Yan ay BCE, before Common Era, and CE, Common Era. So, hindi na before Christ, Anyo, at saka Anyo Domini ang nakasanayan natin. Kung magbabasa kayo ng modern history, it's now BCE, for before Common Era, CE, Common Era. So, para huwag tayo malito, yun ang gamitin natin. So, Confucius was born on August 27, 551 before the Common Era in the state of Lu in China. He had a wife, Qi Guan of Song, and a son, Kong Li. And one of the saddest days in the life of Confucius was the death of his only son. So he survived his son. He pursued a good education together with a lot of self-study of books. At isa sa mga values na mahalaga sa Confucianism is reading, study, pagbabasa, kaalaman. Because he pursued that good education. And then at 30, he began his lifetime career of teaching whoever were willing to be taught by him. So here is a sketch of Confucius teaching his students. At one time, he had over 3,000 pupils under his tutelage. Ang fee lang naman niya ay 10 pieces of dried meat. Yun ang tuition fee noon sa kanya. At minimum, 10 pirasong karne. Okay na yun sa kanya. Yun ang ibinabayad ng kanyang mga estudyante. Wala pang systematic school system noon. At yung mga kinikilalang matatalinong mga tao ay makapagtuturo, makapaniningil, and the best among them was Confucius. He tried to be a part of the Zhao government but without much success. And as a result, he resorted to full-time teaching and he died on February 11, 479 at age 73, also in his own birthplace in Kufu. And where he died, there is now a tomb. There is now a tomb which is a shrine for pilgrimage of Confucianists. So yan yung sa Kufu rin. So, kaya sa Kufu, may temple to commemorate his birth at merong shrine where his tomb is. Kaya yan ang ginamit kong illustration kanina. During the period of mourning, his pupils recorded his teachings and sayings. Confucius himself did not write anything, meaning he did not leave writings to his followers, but his followers, upon his death, collected his sayings into what is now known as the Analects of Confucius. And during the Han Dynasty, yung pumalit sa Zhao, o isa sa mga succession sa Zhao Dynasty, in 136 before the Common Era, established Confucianism as its ideology, and this became prominent for 2,000 years, only replaced when the communist government came into power. Pero yung kanyang impluensya tuloy-tuloy yan hanggang sa ngayon sa mga Chinese people. So, vast majority of the teachings of Confucius are sourced here in the Analects. And the Analects are a collection of aphorisms, meaning mga sayings, at mga dala siya sa Analects ay Confucius says. Confucius says or Confucius said. At yan ang makikita natin sa Analects. This is the Analects inside. Kung matyaga ka magbasa ng Chinese. Now, the Analects is a sustained contrast between what in Chinese or Confucius called the Junzi. The Junzi is translated as gentleman. Now, literally, it was royalty. And the other is Xiao Ren, the common man. Yan ang literal translation ng Junzi and Xiao Ren, royalty and the common man. But in the usage of Confucius, ang sinabi niya, we should not class people or classify people on the basis of classes or royalty, but on the basis of character. So the Junzi is not really the prince or royalty, but a gentleman, the man of character. Whereas the Xiao Ren, the common man in classes, sinabi niya, should be considered the small man in terms of character, or what we would call today the petty man. So the contrast, the sustained contrast in the Analects is the gentleman as against the petty man. Kumbaga sa Proverbs, the wise and the foolish, dito sa Analects ay the gentleman and the petty man. Yung Magino at yung the petty man. So in Confucius usage, the real classification of men should be between characters, not classes. And so we come to the consideration of how are we to judge the characters of men. Now, malawak ito sa Confucianism, and I told you that it's not my intention to be comprehensive, but rather merely fundamental and suggested. Titingnan lang natin yung mga foundation. At sa Confucian teaching, nakabatay ang mga character at virtues sa tinatawag na five standards or five virtues. Wuchang. And those five virtues are the following. Ren. Ren means benevolence and humaneness, being considerate and not imposing on others. So dito natin makikita yung pinakapopular na kasabihan, aphorism ni Confucius, and I'm sure this is going to be familiar to us in quite a different way. Ito yung kanyang sinabi sa Analects. Zigong asked, is there a single word that one can follow as a life principle? Confucius says, yes, it is perhaps consideration. Do not do unto others what you do not want others to do unto you. Now remember, this was stated before the Common Era, which means this was hundreds of years before Jesus was here on earth and gave what we now call the Sermon on the Mount. At anong sabi roon ng Panginoon sa Sermon on the Mount? Quite different here in a positive way. Sabi ni Jesus, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, you might say, eh, pareho lang naman yun between positive and negative. No, it's not the same. Stated negatively, what you have here is propriety towards neighbor. And that's good. To Jesus, doing to others what you would have them do to you is not mere propriety, that is love of neighbor. You will think of his good. Hindi ka lang mag-iisip na ano yung harm sa kanya na hindi mo gagawin, kundi isipin mong gawin yung mabuti para sa kanya. So those are two different things. And here we see already yung at para kay Confucius, pansinin niyo ang tanong sa kanya, can you summarize in one word yung virtue, yung life principle? At sa kanya ay consideration, or in another term for that is propriety. Magsaalang-alang, wag mong gawin ang ayaw mong gawin sa iyo. So that's the first virtue. Ren, benevolence and humaneness, being considerate, not imposing on others. The second virtue is yi. Yi is righteousness and justice. It means moral principles before personal interests. So diyan makikita natin ang pagkakaiba rin ng mga walang influence ng Confucianism at yung minsan mahirap nating intindihin ng Chinese sa bagay na ito. Pero ito yung sa kanila, una yung komunidad, una yung interest ng bansa, ng lipunan, kaysa personal. Tayo, napaka-individualistic dahil minanan natin sa Amerika. Ang Chinese, Confucianists, ay collective-minded. Isipin mo yung pangkalahatan na makatuwiran at makatarungan. So here is a saying of Yi on virtue. Confucius says, the gentleman cherishes value, but the petty man cherishes his own home. A gentleman is concerned about law and justice, but the petty man is only preoccupied with self-interest. So ganyan niya dinidistinguish, self-interest ang una sa petty man, while sa gentleman ay yung pangkalahatan that is consistent with law and justice. Then the third virtue is li. Li is propriety and etiquette. And that means treatment with courtesy, at the same time mindfulness of rights, or what you would call today protocol. May proper behavior. Etong hindi nila maintindihan, hindi makikita natin dito sa nakaraang row between, hindi pa nakaraan, kasalukuyang row between the Philippine government and the Chinese government. Kung mapapansin niyo ay, for lack of a better word, dakdak ng dakdak ang pinakamatataas nating mga pinuno, from the spokespersons of the president and even the president himself. Have you heard Hu Jintao, the Chinese premier, speaking anything at all to the issue? Not a single word. Pinababayaan niya yung mga lower government officials to speak on the matter, but the highest officials ay hindi para sa kanila yan. It's not proper. And I'll say more on that in a while. Pero ito yung punto na merong propriety, merong protocol. Ito ang kanilang kasabihan. Confucius says, when one abides by righteousness as a principle of life, adheres to the rights, speaks with modesty, and is trustworthy in all his ways, he may be regarded as a true gentleman. So yan yung list sa kanila na may courtesy, may trustworthy, then adheres to the rights, yung mga kaugalian, yung nararapat, propriety. And then the fourth virtue is ji. Ji is knowledge and study, and especially important to know persons before judgment. Huwag kang tumalon sa judging people, kundi unawain mo muna sila. And ito ang kasabihan ng Ji, reading and studying without thinking is futile labor. Thinking without reading and studying is perilous. It's a good point. Isip ka ng isip, pero kung hindi ka naman gumagamit ng resources, empty. At kung gamit ka ng resources, hindi ka naman nag-iisip, wala rin. Futile labor. So, matindi ang diin ng Confucianism sa pag-aaral. And no, it's not a surprise that pagdating sa mga academic contests, nag-excel ang mga Chinese. And then, the final virtue is qin. Is integrity and trust, meaning words with honor and matched by consistent action. At etong kasabihan nila, Confucius says, a gentleman is demanding with himself, but a petty man is demanding towards others. So again, good observation. Petty na, demand ka ng demand sa iba, eh hindi yun pagiging magkakaroon ng integrity. So that is, those are the set of virtues, at maraming nagbabranch out sa mga virtues na yan na hindi na natin matitake up rito, but these are good enough and sufficient for us to have a sympathetic understanding of Confucianists. So how would we evaluate itong Confucianism in terms of religion? Well, we can see here that Confucianism is more a philosophy of social ethics than theistic religion. In fact, in the Analects, very little, it is silent about God or gods. Wala siyang sinabing theology, anong karakter ng Diyos. Pero may mga ilang references si Confucius sa sinasabi niyang Tian. Tian is heaven as the source of virtues. Whereas his best-known follower, Mencius, teaches the goodness of man and the perfectibility of virtue by cultivation. So, how do we reflect on this as Christians? Well, what we can say is that Confucianists are a challenge for sensitive Christian witness, and there are two approaches that we need to make. Remember, every religion has something in it that is a quest after God, something of a reflection of God's creation, common grace, while at the same time, depravity and sin. At yun ang gagawin natin. So what do we see in Confucianism? Confucianism is or demonstrates common grace in its emphasis on moral virtues. So matindi ang kanyang emphasis sa moral virtues, and on that, there is a common grace na makikita natin doon. We can say that this is the monument of the unknown God we can start with. As Paul started with that in Athens, we can start speaking to a Confucianist by admiring, by sincerely commending, as Paul did, his morality, his emphasis on virtues, and sometimes even better than some petty professing Christians do. But we can start with that. This is the Confucian quest for God that is present in every human religion. Something that we can really commend among Confucian societies, they are characterized by respect for authority. Hindi mahirap mag-rule sa isang Confucian society. Eh, tingnan nyo sa China, Vietnam, Korea, Singapore, tayo mga Pilipino, ang nakikita lang natin, authoritarianism. Kasi gusto natin individually free. Sa kanila, hindi sila hirap sa ganun because they have such natural respect for authority. And in fact, nagsisimula yan sa family, matindi ang diin nila sa respect for parents, consideration, and favorite saying ko sa Analects ay ito, kayo mga kabataan, makinig kayo. Sabi ni Confucius, one should always remember the birthdays of his parents. On the one hand, their longevity is cause for celebration, but on the other hand, their old age is cause for concern. But the point is, matindi, I had a lot to select from na sayings na matindi talaga yung diin ng respect for parents. Kaya dyan natin makikita yung isang bagay na talagang we can commend in a Confucian value. And because of that, Confucian peoples are marked by discipline in behavior and mutual courtesy. Makikita mo yan sa ating mga pag nakikipag-ugnayan ka sa mga Chinese. They're courteous, they're proper. And may I say, I already made this point last time, na this present row between China and the Philippines, of course, as a Filipino, I would want to side with my country. But on an objective analysis, yung sinasabing mutual exploration sa mga dagat, nangyayari na yan. Before nangyari yung isang bagay, when Chinese fishermen were arrested and then broadcast to the world, binroadcast yan ng mundo. Siguro kailangan nila ng pogi points. So, mga spokespersons ng Pangulo mismong nag-anunsyo at until dumating pa sa presidente. Eh, siyempre, anong dating nun sa China? Napahiya sila. In other words, perhaps there was something illegal. That's beside the point. But what was done in a Chinese mind is improper. That's not appropriate between neighbors. Anong ginawa ng nung medyo pumalag ang China, anong ginawa ng gobyerno natin? Takbo sa ASEAN. Gusto nila na gawin ng ASEAN na agenda. At nung hindi pumayag ang mga ASEAN nations, anong ginawa ng spokespersons natin? Inatake ang Cambodia dahil siya ang host. At anong ginawa pa? Eh, di ba, kaalis lang ng Cambodian ambassador dahil may nasabi na ayaw ng Pangulo. And then, ano pang ginawa? Dumalaw sa Amerika at inilathala na dapat tulungan ng Amerika ang Pilipinas. So, ang punto rito, we treated them improperly nung tayo pinalagan, takbo sa Amerika. To the Chinese, whether something illegal was done or not, that's beside the point. We can talk about that behind the scenes, but when we broadcast it to the feelings ng Chinese, that's very improper. So yan yung tinatawag natin na value of propriety. So the point in dealing with a Confucianist, we must be proper, courteous, and with honor. And that's biblical. Sabi sa 1 Peter 3:15, if anyone asks about the hope that is in you, you defend, give him a defense. But anong sabi? With gentleness and meekness. So hindi debate, hindi panghahamak. So that's what we say in terms of common grace. We commend the morality and virtue emphasis of Confucianism. But then secondly, Confucianism is based on human goodness and self-sufficiency. The emphasis on social virtues constitutes for the Confucian also their flight from God. In other words, they cannot see their sinfulness. They cannot see the fact that the human heart is depraved before God. And when unchecked, that kind of emphasis on virtues often leads to rigidity of government and state tyranny. Who can forget this event? June 5, 1989. I can remember that because it was my last day in London after a year-long study. And it was all over the news, the Tiananmen Square massacre. And this one man was blocking the file of tanks. Yun ang nangyari. When the emphasis on virtue and collectivism runs unchecked, it erodes into tyranny. And this is what happened, instigated by the Chinese government. The sense of moral superiority is rooted in self-righteousness, and it can lead to contempt of others. So the point in our dealing with the Confucianist, to measure moral standing merely by virtues skips the state of the heart. And for us, the state of the heart is crucial. The Bible tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You may have virtues, but what is your answer to the state of the heart? And that's where we need regeneration. That's where we need the work of the Holy Spirit. At ang gawa ng Espiritu batay sa ginawa ni Hesukristo. Kaya kapag tayo nakikipag-ugnayan sa isang Confucianist, magsimula tayo sa pag-comment ng kanyang moral virtues, his emphasis on these things, propriety, we must be proper and courteous to them. But ultimately, our witness must touch the state of the heart. And we are all sinful before God. So be winsome with propriety to be effective in witness At yan ang sinabi ni Apostle Paul, when we bear witness to the weak, I became weak that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel that I may share with them in its blessings. So, may batayan nakaugat sa Biblia yung punto na makibagay ka sa iyong sinisikap na hikayatin para sa Panginoon. Huwag kang maging mapanghamak, huwag kang maging mapanghatol, mapanghusga, kundi makibagay ka. Hindi mo kinukompromiso ang iyong mensahe, pero ginagawa mong mas makakahikayat ka kung ikaw ay may paggalang at nararapat na ginagawa. So, with the Confucianist, remember the value of courtesy, propriety. Any question? Jean?
An observation and some reflections po. Dun sa mga five countries that you mentioned, I've been to those five countries and ang observation ko talagang they are a very disciplined society. And in two of the countries, I tried to share the gospel sa isang local. Ang ganun nga po yung experience kasi self-righteous sila. Ang hirap nila talagang makita yung need nila for Christ. In those situation, ang naging pinag-pray ko na lang po na in God's sovereignty and will, kung ma-save itong tao, is what is important is narinig niya yung gospel. But truthfully, hindi madaling mag-share ng gospel.
Yeah, thank you, Jean. Yes, indeed. Sino mang makakapunta sa mga bansang ito. I mean, I've been to Singapore and kita mo agad yung pagkadisiplina doon na hindi mo makikita sa dito sa Pilipinas, sa Maynila. Singapore is just a city-state. Yet, the discipline is very remarkable mula sa hindi ka magkakalat, hindi ka pwedeng kung saan gagawa ng kung ano, na ginagawa ng mga Pilipino. But by the same token, that emphasis on discipline and virtue can yield very strong sense of self-righteousness. At isang paraan na magagawa natin sa ating witness is apply to the heart the standard of righteousness. Ang sabi nila, they are being considerate of their neighbor, that's fine. But the issue of loving your neighbor includes the heart. Have you ever sought ill of others? We all have. And according to the scripture, thinking ill of another is already guilty of murder. So in other words, ang punto na hindi lang natin tinitigil sa panlabas ang pamantayan ng kautusan ng Diyos ay pumapasok hanggang kalooban. Other thoughts? Sinong may karanasan sa inyo with dealing with Chinese people? You want to share something? Go ahead, Jin.
Pastor, you mentioned yung Confucianism as a philosophy. It's more of a philosophy of social ethics rather than religion. I was thinking, how is this? Kasi dun sa mga nakausap ko na rin po dito sa mga countries na to, in casual conversations, they are actually parang more of a Taoist than a Confucianist. Parang are we going to discuss Taoism?
Yes, next month, among the religions we will be considering is Taoism, which is still dito rin sa mga places na to kasi magka-ugnayan yung Confucianism, Taoism. But Confucianism, as I've said, is more of a philosophy of social ethics than theistic religion. It doesn't matter to them what God you worship, what kind of God. But whoever you worship, what matters to them is your social etiquette, your propriety towards others. Glenn.
Pinag-aralan natin ay sa ordinaryong tao, kahit ako ngayon ay napag-isipan ko na part ba sa natin business-minded sila na minsan parang opposite sa sinasabi niya na mas magulang sila kaysa or is it, it's a culture, it's the religion.
Well, kasama sa kanilang integrity ay yung kanilang diligence sa kanilang work and a sense of honesty sa pag kanilang pakikipagkalakal at isang bagay yun na kaya makikita mo they start small and they pursue it from there. Ang Pinoy gusto niya ningas kugon, gusto niya malakihan agad. But the Chinese will start with whatever he has and not push for something big. Vic.
Gusto ko lang i-share, Pastor. Naalala ko lang po noon, may mga naging kaklase akong mga Vietnamese, Tagalaos. Tapos talagang kitang-kita mo yung kaibahan niya sa mga Pilipino. Makikita natin sila na estudyante pero mga naka-long sleeves. So talagang kita mo yung sense of propriety. Tapos sa UPLB pa naman, in contrast, yung professor namin, naka-cycling shorts. So, pero before that, naalala ko noon, walang table sa harapan yung professor. Talagang tumayo itong mga ito. Talagang naghanap ng mesa, ikinuha ng upuan ng aming professor. Samantala mga Pinoy, nagdadaldalan lang talaga. So, talagang, tas sila very attentive talaga. Makita mo yung kaseryosohan nila, diligence nila. Plus the fact na kahit sa kanilang mga bansa, sila ay mga malalaking tao talaga. Kasi sila yung mga pinapadala dito on scholarships. Then talaga may mga posisyon ng ilan sa kanila sa lipunan. Mga undersecretary yung iba na laban ko. Pero nakita mo yung paggalang nila pati sa teacher, sa authority, and also really diligence sa pag-aaral. In fact, hirap na hirap sila mag-Ingles. Especially ang mga Vietnamese, hindi sila halos maka-Ingles. Pero dahil sa, actually, sa economics kasi, mathematics, hindi sila maka-Ingles, pero uno sila kasi iba yung ano nila talaga. In contrast, yun na, sa isa na, yung teacher kong nabanggit na naka-cycling shorts. So sa Pilipino, hindi namin pinapansin, nasanay na kami, although we feel uncomfortable at times. Pero nawala na yon. Pero nung lumabas ang isang, nung patapos ang semestre, naalala ko, pumasok ang guro namin ito, nakabarong. Tapos sabi na, nagtatakak daw kami marahil. Kasi, kaya daw siya nakaganon, nabasa niya yung kanyang evaluation. And yun daw ang comment sa kanya, naka-cycling shorts siya. So, alam kong hindi Pinoy ang naglagay ng evaluation, I guess na yun. So, yun. Nakita ko lang doon talaga yung contrast between a Filipino and yung mga tao sa mga nasabing bansa.
Okay, thank you, Vic. That's very insightful. So, so yun nga, kahit papasok sa school tayo, we're so emphatic sa individual liberty natin. Huwag nyo nang pakialamin kung paano ako magdamit. Pero sila, they think of the propriety of the place. Plus, respect for authority. So kahit pa kung saan sila, maaaring mataas din sila mismo, pero sa classroom, ang teacher ang authority. And so they treat the one in authority with respect. Tess.
Ang brother-in-law ko po ay si Wang Lening, isang Chinese. Nag-aral dito sa Pilipinas ng MS, saka PhD, nag-try din siya, pero hindi natapos. Sa madalit sabi po na pangasawa niya, aming bunso dahil English tutor niya. Inuwi niya sa China at dahil sa pag-aalala ng mga magulang ko kung siyempre po tahim, hindi natin alam ang China, kung anong meron doon dahil sa pag-aalala, talagang ginawa niya na pinapasyal doon ng tatay at nanay ko para, mahal po yun para sa kanila, pero yung pagpapahalaga nila sa pag-aalala ng mga magulang namin ay winala nila. Dinala talaga niya doon. Tapos pinakita yung life nila for a month or two. Tapos yun nga, tuwing birthday nila, kaming mga tunay na anak ay parang masasapawan pa kami kasi kahit malayo sila, talagang they see to it na yun, totoo po yun, pagpapahalaga nila sa mga magulang.
Okay, that's good. Again, ilan yung sa mga kahanga-hanga nilang mga karakter na we can begin with and honestly, sincerely commend, and that can be a platform for witness. At yung mga karakter na yon, may mga biblical counterpart yan na paggalang sa authority, pagsasaalang-alang ng mga damdamin, may mga biblical root ang mga bagay na yan na in fact we don't need to just imitate them but rather just apply what is in the scriptures. And yes, Chansey.
Magbabawal ko na ang cycling shorts ngayon. Natandaan ko lang nung bago akong dating galing sa US, naka-shorts din ako pag pumapasok. You know? But, yeah. Now, likewise, you know, I've been to a lot of yung mga international conferences, mga meetings, no? And pag ang kadil mo, mga Chinese, mga Koreans, mga Japanese, you know, you just feel the respect ng mga tao, mga presidente ng mga universities, no? And mga matataas na official. Pagka nando doon ka talagang makikita mo yung paggalang nila sa iyo, eh, no? You're treated as you are. Kahit na alam mong, you know, teka muna, pipitsugi naman yung aming pinanggalingan na bakit itong mga ito eh. Pagka wini-welcome kami, parang, you know, red carpet, parang ganon. And I've always wondered, no, sabi kong ganon, ang Pilipino, lagi natin sinasabi, we are very hospitable, ano? Pero pag pumupunta ako sa mga bansang ito, I feel that they are far more hospitable than we are. They go farther than we are in entertaining yung mga visitors nila, no? But you know, it's amazing, no? Sabi ko nga, hospitable ba kami? Sabi ko ganun. Pero pagkumpara namin dito sa, you know, yung treatment nila, iba talaga, eh, no? But again, I sound off yung sinabi ni Jean kanina. It's very difficult, eh, no, to really share the gospel with them kasi parang ano bang karapatan mo, no? I mean, you know, if they ask you ano bang nagawa nyo na as a Christian country, halimbawa na sabihin nila kayo mga Kristiyano, kayong bansa, what have you got to show, no, in terms of accomplishments? And it's very difficult, but they are very respectful, ano? Ako nagagawa ko na lang pag may mga emails, no, exchange in emails, doon ko na lang na, no, God bless you, yung ganyan, no, etc. Hanggang doon na lang ako, eh, parang, you know, somehow, pero yung iba nagre-reply din, God bless you din, no? Pero alam mo na hindi. But it's very interesting, and I think yung interaction sa kanila is also opportunity for us to learn a lot, eh, no? And I think a lot of what we're trying to do, halimbawa sa UPLB, comes from our interaction with them, eh, no? Yung enforcing discipline, ano? Ike will be launching yung kanyang, ano, yung kanyang anti-littering program, relaunching of anti-littering program, enforcement of traffic rules and regulations inside the campus. So meron na kaming mga info dissemination, and we will launch this sa August 22. And much of this actually are results of our exposure, eh, dito sa mga ganitong klase ng bansa, no? If they can impose yung mga disciplines and law abiding observation of the rules, and, you know, why can't we? Sabi namin, let's try it, no? Maybe it's something that we can contribute to UPLB.
Anti-littering campaign, consider yourself warned. But thank you, Rex. That's a very good point na yung respectful character ng mga Confucianist ay talagang kahanga-hanga na dapat nating really commend. Sino?
Tanong ko lang, Pastor, is it because of this, their value for philosophy of social ethics, that they were easily swayed or madali silang nahimok maging isang komunistang non-theistic? I mean, I'm referring to China na society.
Hindi nahimok in the sense that the nation was really persuaded, but there was a civil war. May civil war na sila noon, pero nung na-invade sila ng Japan, nag-joint forces muna sila ng communist and then the Kuomintang of yung government noon. At nung nanaig na itong communist, kaya pumunta ng Taiwan yung mga nationalist forces. At doon na, I think it's more because of respect for authority. Iba na ang government, iba na ang authority, at madali nilang napa toe the line yung mga mamamayan because they would naturally respect authority. But as you can see with what happened in 1984 in Tiananmen, there is a very widespread discomfort ng oppressive nature ng Chinese government. And since then, they have changed. In fact, China today, while still claiming to be communist, is much more capitalist than the Philippines. Sa Philippines, sa constitution pa rin natin, na hanggang 60% lang pwedeng i-own ng foreign investors. China allows 100% foreign ownership. So even though on ideology they are communist, in market practice, they are very much more capitalist than we are. Kaya yun ang nagpasulong sa kanila with very high economic growth. Tina.
Ang Panginoon po ay wise po na nilikha po niya tayong tao na yun nga po, meron, we were created in His image na na-amaze po ako na kahit nga po hindi Kristiyano ay may mga common grace po siya na ibinigay. Nakaka-challenge po na malaman natin na ang Asian brothers and sisters po natin ay may mga pilosopiya din po silang ganon na inaangkin at nagagawa nila kahit hindi po sila mga mananampalataya. Challenge po sa atin bilang Kristiyano, sa akin personally po, na yun po, makita talaga sa atin yung pagiging Kristiyano na sila ay may pilosopiya pero tayo po ay may Biblia na batayan po ng ating pananampalataya, saligan ng ating paniniwala sa tunay na Diyos at sa pagiging Kristiyano. Kahit po nasaan tayo, bawat isa sa atin, kung yun po ay ating gagawin, nasa harap man tayo ng hindi po Confucianist or Taoist or kung si Buddhist o kung ano pa pong reliyon, may makikita pa rin po ang pagkakaiba dahil magsashine po ang isang Kristiyano, magiging ilaw pa rin po siya, magiging salt pa rin po siya kahit po nasaan siya, dalhin ang probidensya ng Panginoon. So yun po, challenge po ako na maging ipakita pa rin po na may difference pa rin po ang paniniwalang Kristiyano at sa paniniwala po ng iba na batay lang po sa pilosopiya.
Okay, thank you, Tina. It's a good thought na yung image of God na makita natin sa isang tao, though fallen, though an unbeliever, yet kapag may lumalabas sa kanya na that reflects the will of God for man, that's the image of God, and it is right for us to commend, to respect, even to admire. Kasi may mga believer na nag-aakala kapag unbeliever, wala ka pwedeng i-admire. That's wrong. We can admire that because that reflects the image of God. But, as sabi ni Tina, na yun ay nakabatay sa pilosopiya, tayo ay may Biblia, which means theirs is just general revelation. We have special revelation. We have all the more reason why we should reflect the image of God in our character. And by the way, isang bagay that I should have said ay one missionary who became effective in China, that's before the communists suppressed all missionary work, was Hudson Taylor. There were others before him, but they were not effective because they were imposing, they were superior whites. Hudson Taylor went to China, became practically a Chinese, though not chinky eyes, but he became practically a Chinese in his dress, in his diet, in his even hairstyle, pina-hairstyle niya ng Chinese. In other words, in every way, he acted what the Chinese would call with propriety. And with that, he became effective as an evangelist. So something that we could draw from as a lesson is treat them with respect and propriety as they would expect. Meron pa, Myla?
Tayo ako kasi it's proper and polite. I remember kasi nung college ako, parang ang culture ay ibang-iba sa kinalakihan kong culture natin na pag nasa klase, tatayo at the least yun. Kasi napansin ko yun nung nag-work na ako sa biotech, dumating yung boss ko one time. Naupo ako sa corner ng isang table. Tapos nakikipag-discussion ako dun sa boss ko na malaking tao sa UP din at saka matangkad siya. eh, yung isa kong office mate na mas matanda sa akin, dinidilatan ako ng mata. Tapos nakatingin ako sa kanya, hindi ko maintindihan kung anong ibig niyang sabihin. Yung pala, sinasabi niya sa akin through her eyes na, ba't ka nakaganyan? Tumayo ka. Parang ako naman cool na cool lang ako na, I'm cool kasi ganito yung culture sa UP. And I didn't think then na may pangit doon dahil Kristiyano na ako noon. Pero the matter came again to us kasi the other night, Mikaya was telling us na sa isang klase nila, tumatayo siya pag sumasagot sa teacher, sa tanong ng teacher. And then the teacher, ano dyan ba si Kuya Rex? Yung teacher, sinabi niya talaga na you don't need to stand up. Ang dating siguro sa anak ko ay you are not required to stand up. So nung sumunod na pagkakataon, tumayo pa rin siya kasi yun ang training niya sa school tsaka somehow siguro sa aming family din. Tapos inulit na naman ng teacher na parang pangit na yung dating sa teacher na tumatayo siya. And yung mga kaklase niya, tumitingin sa kanya. So I was rethinking, paano nga ba ang dapat niyang gawin? Kasi I warned her na, anak, baka mabura na sa isip mo yung tamang culture which gusto nating i-keep sa kanya. Kasi parang nangyari sa akin, nawala na talaga sa akin yun noon. And especially nung may asawa na ako na exposed sa international culture. For example, ayaw nung mga matatandang Westerners na tinatawag mo silang ma'am, sir. Kahit mga 70 years old na, they want to be called by first name, like Lorraine. Pero matandang-matanda na siya. So parang paano ba magandang balansin ito, Pastor?
Well, it depends kung nasaan ka. That will matter most. Yan ang point sa last text natin kanina. To the weak, I became a weak. As weak, may sinabi pa siya rin to those without law, as without law. Meaning, if I, although binigyan niya ng limit, so does it really, is it really a moral issue if one stands up or does not need to stand up when reciting? Kung ikaw ay nasa Filipino class, I mean Filipino culture, it really is not necessary to stand up. It's not a sign of disrespect. Kaya it depends in what place and culture you're in. Yun ang point ng pakikibagay. Kung nasaan ka, makibagay ka na huwag kang gagawa ng something socially offensive. Any last thoughts? Go ahead, Myla.
Pastor, yung tanong ko rin, yung propriety po, paano naman natin ituturo ngayon sa mga anak natin as a church? Kasi we teach our children, at least in dressing, the manner of dressing. Kasi syempre, kung how we dress outside, ay dala-dala din natin everywhere. And minsan, siguro may mga taong nagre-react yung hindi naunawaan yung culture natin na, ay, ba't ganun sila magbihis? Ay, Sunday, ba't ganun sila? Parang ordinary days lang. So, how should we...
Taka, neck tear.
Ako po, personally, ay wala akong issue doon. But maybe it's nice to hear from you. Ako kasi personally, pag pumupunta ka sa church, malaking bagay na yon. Minsan nga may nagsasabi na wala daw siyang isusuot or something. Biko ang importante siyempre ay yung puso, yung presensya. But of course, we can be,
I happen to belong to the old school, which believes that when you go to church, you go with your Sunday best. Of course, that Sunday best is relative. My Sunday best may not be your Sunday best or vice versa. I remember last Sunday, I missed the church last Sunday. I was in a church that was so wealthy, so bonga, everything. And I came to the church, I was the speaker's anniversary nila. I came to the church with my usual. Hindi natang ko sila at naka-Amerikana. Para akong pobre doon. Ako pa ng speaker. But the word was effective. But the point is, I belong to the school of thought na yung attitude sa church ay give it your Sunday best. Of course, ultimately, it's the internal that matters. I said so sa message kanina. But when one's attitude is that, he is in the presence of God for the purpose of giving him his best, then it will permeate the whole preparation, which to me includes being on your Sunday best. What your Sunday best is defined by your conscience. Meron pang follow-up doon or other thoughts? O sana isang ipanghamon nito sa atin ay we have more reason to be respectful. Sabi nga, may Biblia tayo, hindi lang filosofiya. May mas dahilan tayo na maging magalang, mapagpitagan. Anong appropriate? Yung nararapat at nagsasaalang-alang ng damdamin ng ating kapwa. Pero para sa Kristiyano, ang ultimong kadahilanan natin, yung sinabi ni Paul, I became all things to all men that I might save some, that I might share the blessings of the gospel with them. So sana itong naging hamon sa atin ng Confucianist ay may mas dahilan tayo na maging magalang, appropriate, and yet ultimately with gospel motives. So let us close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga napag-aralan namin ngayon hinggil sa Confucianism. Naging hamon ito sa amin sa nakita naming kanilang pagdidiin sa pagkanararapat sa virtues. At sana, Panginoon, ito'y magpaalala sa amin na mas may lalo kaming dahilan na maging magalang at mapagpitagan sa aming kapwa. Ngunit ang ultimong motibo namin ay upang isalamin ang tunay na karakter ng mga nagpasakop sa paghahari ni Hesu Kristo. At ang hangarin namin na hikayatin ang bawat isa na makilala ang kaligtasan na nasa Ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Hesu Kristo. At naway magawa namin ito, bigyan mo kami ng karunungan kung may kausap kami na ang labis na diin ay ang kanyang moralidad. Maipakita namin na ang tunay na kautusan ng Diyos ay sumasaklaw sa kaloob-looban ng puso't kalagayan. Kaya't panalangin namin na bigyan mo kami ng karunungan, gamitin din namin ang pagkakataong ito na ipanalangin ang mga bansang China, Vietnam, Korea na sana'y mapasok sila ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo. At tulungan mo kami sa aming mga pagkakataong makapagpatotoo sa mga may ganitong paniniwala na maging magalang kami at marunong sa paghihikayat sa kanila. But we thank you that ours is not a philosophy, but that special revelation we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, we have all the more reason to reflect the light of the gospel. Give us the enabling and the grace so to do, to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.